National Federation of the Blind, the campaign guide for October 2008, Meet the Blind Month. Purpose: Meet the Blind Month is our nationwide campaign to increase awareness of and support for the National Federation of the Blind, NFB. Held during the month of October, this person-to-person awareness campaign is designed to increase the understanding that the National Federation of the Blind is the country's most prominent membership organization of blind people, and that we, the NFB, are the primary resource when it comes to vision loss, blindness, and rehabilitation. During Meet the Blind Month, chapters throughout the country are encouraged to conduct a variety of activities to spread this message to their local communities. These activities will provide opportunities for NFB members to interact with the public in a number of diverse venues, while also providing outreach to individuals who are losing or have lost their vision. The National Center for the Blind will support these grassroots activities with a nationwide public awareness campaign that will include radio PSAs and other specialized materials. In order to support all Meet the Blind Month efforts and to ensure uniformity in the way we present our message, the materials listed below are available for your use. Pre-selected materials, packaged in specific but adjustable size quantities, will be supplied based on the anticipated attendance at scheduled events. Available materials free for Meet the Blind Month activities include NFB logo and tagline. Electronic and print copies are available upon request from our national office for use in promotions, signage, and other materials. Meet the Blind Month flyer, a double-sided colorful flyer that outlines the Meet the Blind Month program to use when soliciting the participation of establishments, civic groups, and/or the media. Braille alphabet cards in 100 per pack, a colorful double-sided printed card presents the alphabet and numbers in Braille for distribution to the general public. Meet the Blind Month Guide, full of ideas and planning tips. This guide is available in print, Braille, cassette, CD, and can be downloaded from our website to be read or played during chapter meetings or during Meet the Blind Month Planning Committee meetings. Youth Slam 2007 DVD, a 14-minute video narrated by Youth Slam participants. During this exciting week, nearly 200 blind youths gathered to explore the STEM subjects of science, technology, engineering, and math. This National Center for Blind Youth and Science, NCBYS, project was an outgrowth of our 3 years of experience with the NFB Science Academies and only the first of many large projects to come. NFB public service announcements. Three PSAs, including 60, 30, and 15-second versions, one Braille Literacy, NFB Newsline, and What It Means to Be Blind. Choose VHS or Beta for television or CD for radio. Please make arrangements with your local radio or television station prior to requesting these items. Braille is Beautiful. This video set is a disability awareness program for sighted children. Braille is Beautiful video sets are available to those affiliates and chapters who are interested in presenting a lesson on Braille to a classroom of children, to a scout troop, or to any venue where a group of interested students of any age will gather. It teaches sighted students how to read and write the Braille alphabet code and increases sensitivity to and the understanding of blind persons. This program targets children in grades 4 through 6. However, it can be used effectively with younger or older children and in community youth programs as well as in the classroom. Call or email to check availability for your project. Additionally, the following videos are available for $10 each. Meet the Blind in Our Voices. This 14-minute videotape presents the history, mission, and programs of the NFB. Use it during speaking engagements with schools, civic groups, church groups, and business organizations. Voices of Vision, Fulfilling Futures, Helping the Blind Achieve, an exciting 26-minute video produced in 2003 during the construction of the NFB Jernigan Institute, which explains our vision of how the Institute will help blind people achieve self-confidence and self-respect, and how it will offer the blind opportunities for more fulfilling futures. Grand opening celebration of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute. This 12-minute video was shown in the members' hall in January 2004 during the grandest of grand openings. Suggested activities. Informational exhibits. NFB affiliates and chapters arrange to set up and man exhibits during Meet the Blind Month at local banks, grocery stores, shopping malls, community fairs, or any other retail or public space where traffic flow is plentiful. The table exhibit can include members conducting demonstrations such as writing people's names in Braille, folding money, using the long white cane, demonstrating speech, and or Braille output technology, or giving lessons in pouring liquids and other kitchen skills. If the situation allows, members can also demonstrate NFB Newsline, encouraging visitors to help spread the word that this free NFB service is available to all who cannot read newsprint. In addition, a copy of The Voice of the Diabetic can be given to anyone who has an interest in learning more about diabetes. Note: materials distributed should contain Who's It, and Braille alphabet cards should be one of the materials distributed. Please discard any outdated NFB literature. While exhibits are primarily designed to be fun, interesting, awareness-building activities for the general public, affiliates and chapters are encouraged to incorporate a fundraising component if they desire. Tip: you can highlight programs of the Jernigan Institute as part of your fundraising efforts and designate all or part of what you raise to the Imagination Fund. Fundraising ideas. Many of our affiliates and chapters have successfully incorporated a fundraising component into their Meet the Blind Month activities. Some of the proven programs are listed here, along with others that could be beneficial in adding to your treasury. They include Barnes & Noble booksellers. Fundraising opportunities at the local level include in-store voucher book fairs and holiday gift wrapping. Programs are set up at the store level, and inquiries should be directed to the store manager or community relations manager. Baskin-Robbins Ice Cream Social Fundraisers. Contact one of the 2,700 nationwide stores to get details regarding the various fundraising opportunities offered at your local Baskin-Robbins. Many different programs are available, and store managers are always willing to consider new ideas. Boskov's Department Stores, Friends Helping Friends. Boskov's Department Stores currently has 49 stores reaching across 6 states in the Mid-Atlantic region of the country. All appear to have Tuesday, October 7, 2008, listed as the date designated for nonprofit organizations to sell a special $5 shopping pass and keep all the funds that are raised. Kohl's Fundraising Card Program. The Kohl's fundraising cards are sold to the organizations at a discount of 5% for purchases over $1,000 and 3% for total purchases from $500 to $999. Cards are available in denominations of $10, $25, $50, and $100 with a minimum order of $500. The fundraising group then sells the cards at face value and keeps the profits. Macy's Shop for a Cause. Every Macy's store nationwide offers organizations the opportunity to sell the $5 shopping passes to their Saturday, September 20th, 2008 event and keep the proceeds. Purchasers have the opportunity to participate in a unique shopping experience, including discounts, entertainment, special events, and the opportunity to win thousands of dollars worth of prizes. Panera Bread Script Fundraising. This fundraising program invites nonprofit organizations to pre-purchase $10 Panera Card gift cards at a 9% discounted rate and then resell the Panera cards at full price. Walmart and Sam's Club are proven winners when it comes to providing opportunities to get in front of large groups of people for purposes of distributing NFB literature and raising funds through the sale of Krispy Kreme donuts, candy, or the like. Make contact with the community relations manager to arrange for a mutually acceptable date, and do not forget to apply for a matching or community grant at the end of your day. Superfresh, A&P, and Wallbaum's offer tabling opportunities outside of their stores with pre-approval after submission of a solicitation request form. Stores require a minimum of 4 weeks prior notice on all requests. Get the request form online at www.superfreshfood.com/PDF/solicitation_request_form.PDF. Public speaking engagements. Many civic and community groups are looking for interesting speakers for their luncheon or dinner meetings. Groups that could be contacted include Elks, Kiwanis, Lions, Mason, Rotary, Garden Clubs, Neighborhood Associations, Church Groups, Low Vision Support Groups, Senior Centers, companies hosting brown bag information luncheon meetings for their employees, labor unions, PTAs, and any other such group you have in your neighborhood. Tip: call first to learn the name of the current president or program chairperson, and then call that person to make your offer. The Meet the Blind In Our Voices video is designed to be used in these types of settings. In just 14 minutes, it outlines our history and a number of the valuable programs sponsored by the NFB. Any of the videos listed in this guide can be used as your program with an opportunity for questions and answers to follow or as a part of a formal presentation. Tip: NFB members designated as speakers should receive training from experienced members. To prepare new speakers, make a list of points to cover or a list of frequently asked questions about blindness, and in an NFB group setting, review the best ways to answer such questions. Media appearances. During the summer, make efforts to arrange appearances on local talk shows or arrange for the media to produce features about the NFB in October. The media always wants a hook, that is, something that will interest the general public, something that is new, and if television is the medium, something that will generate good pictures. Approaches you could use include: demonstrate the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reader, combining a state-of-the-art digital camera with a powerful personal data assistant. This device puts the best character recognition software together with text-to-speech conversion technology, all in the palm of your hand. No other device in the history of adaptive technology for the blind has provided quicker access to more information. NFB Newsline is interesting because of the technology involved and the fact that NFB Newsline can be demonstrated over the air on either radio or television. Contact your local city council or state representative with a White Cane Safety Day or Meet the Blind Month proclamation sample. Once the state or local jurisdiction agrees to present the proclamation, notify the media to cover the event. Demonstrate the use of speech and braille output technology and explain the importance of proper website design to ensure that the blind can access the internet with speech output adaptive equipment. Provide human interest stories about how our organization changes lives. Identify people in local affiliates who have benefited from involvement with the NFB, such as scholarship winners, local graduates of our NFB rehabilitation centers, individuals who have benefited from our employment or educational advocacy, and those new to blindness who have moved beyond depression and hopelessness with the support of NFB members. Be sure to identify individuals who are fairly articulate and are familiar with our message. Stories about blind children and their families always draw the media's attention, especially if the child has just been recognized for an achievement or is participating in some non-traditional activity. Organize a group of individuals to participate in a community outreach event, a 5K walk run, serving meals at a soup kitchen, a clothing or food drive. These events will attract some media attention on their own, and event publicists often welcome the opportunity to gain and share some additional media exposure through partnership with another nonprofit group. Additionally, this is a fantastic way to show the general public that the blind are ready, willing, and able to give back to their communities. Use local and national news headlines as a basis for generating relevant blindness-related stories. For instance, The recent media frenzy around the high price of gasoline creates a perfect opportunity to pitch a story about the increasing use of hybrid cars and the unintentional adverse effects that these cars have on the ability of blind people to travel independently. Choose some of these points to emphasize when meeting the public, interacting with the media, and giving presentations. With the membership of more than 50,000 Americans, the National Federation of the Blind is the largest membership organization of blind people in this country. We have more than 700 local chapters and 52 state-level affiliates, as well as many divisions and interest groups. The mission of the National Federation of the Blind is to achieve widespread emotional acceptance and intellectual understanding that the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight, but the misconceptions and lack of information which exist. We do this by bringing blind people together to share successes, to support each other in times of failure, and to create imaginative solutions. An organization of blind people is the best resource for individuals facing vision loss, their families, professionals who work with blind individuals, and governmental officials who deal with issues of importance to the blind. The NFB also operates many valuable programs and produces many helpful materials, including Accessible Home Showcase, Braille Certification Training Program, Braille is Beautiful, Braille Monitor, Braille Reading Pals, Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest, seminars, and other programs, Future Reflections, Independence Market, International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind, Jacobus Ten Broeck Research Library, Kernel Book Series, Meet the Blind Month Sample Proclamation, National Center for Blind Youth and Science, National Center for Mentoring Excellence, National Scholarship Program, NFB Link, NFB Newsline, NFB.org website, Non-Visual Accessibility Web Certification, Possibilities Fair for Seniors Who Are Losing Vision, Rehabilitation Training Initiative, 3 Model Residential Rehabilitation Centers, Voice of the Diabetic, White Cane Sample Proclamation, and Youth Outreach Programs. The National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, the first of its kind developed and operated by an organization of blind people, marks a historic milestone for the National Federation of the Blind and blind people throughout the world. These programs, services, research, and technology of the Institute reflect, first and always, the consumer perspective and are responsive to the pragmatic needs of the blind in a way unique to an organization of blind persons. We are leading the way in the promotion of access to technology for the blind by advocating for the implementation of national technology access standards, conducting educational activities to inform technology developers and others of the importance of access design, and assisting technology companies in their efforts to market helpful non-visual access technology applications. For more information, to coordinate local affiliate and chapter activities with the national office, or to order materials and have your local activities posted on the NFB website, go to nfb.org and then click on Meet the Blind Month, or contact me, Jerry Lazarus, Director of Special Projects, National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21230, or call 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or email jlazarus@nfb.org. And good luck with your Meet the Blind Month activities.